A little over 66,000 people received medical care at one of Virginia's 57 free clinics in 2011. With a total value of over $21 million, the care provided covered general, specialty, dental, and eye care visits. As the Affordable Care Act continues to phase in over the next 36 months, the numbers of people seeking care are not expected to go down. Bob Barlow, executive director of the Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
The Affordable Care Act has been passed to serve people 135% of the federal poverty level or lower. We currently serve people 200% of the federal poverty level or lower. There are free clinics in the state that have raised their federal poverty level guideline to 250%.
Barlow says that they would also like to raise their guidelines if the money is available for them to do so and take on those extra patients. However, he expects there will be people within the Affordable Care Act coverage guidelines who choose to exempt out.
People are going to be able to exempt out if they can demonstrate that paying the small premiums that the Affordable Care Act will ask them for will burden them as far as putting food on their table or paying their rent.
The Affordable Care Act does not cover everything often thought of as covered by insurance. What it does not include makes up a big part of the services provided by the Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
The Affordable Care Act has absolutely nothing in it about dental care. And of our patients, last year we did over 5,000 visits for dental care. And there is nothing in the Affordable Care Act to provide dental care. In fact, there's nothing in Medicare or Medicaid in Virginia to provide dental care.
Linda Wilkinson is executive director of the Virginia Association of Free Clinics, and she echoes the point of view of Bob Barlow.
For one reason or another, every single person will not be enrolled in Medicaid or one of the marketplace exchanges. So I encourage anyone who's interested in free clinics to go visit their local free clinic. Again, there are 57 in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Get to know the folks at the free clinic and the services that they provide, because unfortunately, they're not going to go away because of the ACA. Again, there will always be so many patients that remain uninsured or underinsured in our nation.
Not all of Virginia is covered by free clinics. 125 of 136 defined communities in Virginia do have clinics, and Wilkinson says whether dental care or any one of the numerous other services provided by them, the need is not likely to go down. And at the same time, she says that their need has gone up for volunteers, doctors, nurses, and other medical care providers. I'm Tab O'Neill.